defense with not a lot of Pro Bowlers, not a lot of pretty faces, but all effort. You came from a Houston team that had some big name guys. Do you kind of like that under, you know?
Yeah, it's funny you say I do like that. I like it when you know, there's not a lot of recognition given to our guys, not a lot of people talking about the defensive side of the ball, and you just have a lot of just hardworking guys that just put their head down and just work. They're not concerned with publicity or press. They're just worried about, you know, did I do my job well enough to win on that play? And when you have that type of attitude, you know, the recognition and those type of things, they will come, but guys aren't worried about it. So it allows, I think, guys, allows us to play together as a unit and unselfishly.
D'Amico, when Chip got here, he obviously brought some sports science methods with him and implemented them. And just talking to some of the veterans, they said this is the freshest they've felt this late in a season in their careers. I mean, how are you feeling? Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, I do. I feel really great with the men. Like you said, this late in the season, I'm feeling really great. Not like, you know, most of the time during previous season, you feel like bogged down, just bodies just beat up. But feeling really good, and I know all our other guys are feeling really good, and I feel like we're getting a bye week really at a really good time in the season.
So all the sports science things that he implemented, do you think they really have had an effect? And do you think it'll be an advantage in December?
Yeah, I think it. I think it's had an effect. I feel like our guys are just mentally, guys are more focused on those little things, taking care of their bodies, you know, hydration, nutrition. Overall, I feel like we're all just taking better care of ourselves, which is good for football and, you know, non-football related.
What are you doing specifically? I mean, you mentioned you feel better. What's different in the way you've done some of the things compared to previous years?
I mean, I just feel better. Just have had a lot of, you know, most of the time you go through a season, you have a lot of just nagging injuries that kind of linger on throughout the year. But, you know, just been blessed this year not to have those type of things, you know, happen.
Kendrick's back at practice today, and I mean, that injury, I think a lot of people were a little worried when that happened, but to have him back, no, especially knowing how Najee filled in, but I mean, you got to think in 2 weeks, Michael's going to be pretty close.
Yeah, we would like to definitely have Michael back, you know, when we come back after the bye, but it is good, like you said, just to see him out there at practice today, because when he took that shot in Green Bay, it was like, man, you know, it wasn't looking good. So just to see him back out there, see him in good spirits, you know, it's definitely a positive note to have him back out.
Amico, a couple of guys have talked about how you guys do weekly dinners with the front seven and kind of camaraderie stuff. How much different is the chemistry and the camaraderie this year with the defensive unit compared to a year ago?
Oh, it's totally different. I feel like we have great chemistry. Yeah, I can say a lot of younger guys, we have fun together, not only here, you know, during the day at work, but outside of here, we go, you know, eat dinner together. We just have a good time just being around each other, and it's really becoming, you know, like that brother. You know, you care for that guy, not only just on the field, are you doing your job, but out off of the field, you know, how's your family? Just talk about real life situations, not just football all the time. So it's good to have, you know, our defense come together in that manner, and that's when you see us, you know, maturing and playing better. You know.
Trent got two sacks this week. And, right. I mean, it's been tough for him making that transition, you got to realize. But what has his mentality been throughout this? He has to know it's been a learning process. Yeah. You know, is it finally kind of paying off, you think?
I think it is. It's been a tough, like you said, it's been a tough transition for Trent, but I feel like he's handled it well. You know, you ask a guy who's been rushing the pass, or hand in the dirt, rushing the pass all his career. Now you ask him to kind of stand up and do some different things. You have him dropping back in coverage, things that he's not done his entire career. And the way he's handled it, he's just handled it like a vet, handled like a pro. Whatever he's asked to do, he does it all out. That's one thing about Trent. He's going to give you everything he has on every play. And it's, you know, it's exciting. It's fun to see him, you know, get back there at the quarterback and, you know, making those plays, getting a quarterback down. That's the Trent we like to see. So it's good to see him finally making those plays and coming to himself again.
How are you going to spend your bye week?
Just relaxing, just resting, going back to visit family, just taking it easy.
RG3 made a little bit of a stir down in Washington by saying it looked like you guys knew what they were doing, and he was frustrated by that. I mean, did you have that sense during the game that you guys were plugged into what they were about to do?
Oh, well, we had a good sense. We had some good, you know, good keys, good things we did in film study. We studied these guys really hard, and we wanted to make sure we took away certain things from them. So you know, feel like we got it done, you know, for three quarters there. And they of course, he made, you know, two, you know, big plays on us in the passing game later in the game, which we like to have back. But overall, I feel like our preparation this past week was really good.
Some guys have said they're going away. Some guys have said they're staying here. How do you feel about, like, do you feel like it's important to maybe take a break for a little bit, for a few days, just to unwind a little, get away from football? Is that how you approach it?
Yes, I feel like, you know, we've been bogged down with football since training camp. So we've been going at it since the end of July. That's football, football, football. So I think, you know, you get this 1 week. I feel like, you know, guys need to get away, get their mind off of the game, just go visit family and just relax, you know, and not be too concerned about, you know, what coverages are we running, what plays are we running. Just relax. You don't worry about lifting weights and things of that nature. Just let your body heal up a little, because rest is really, you know, the thing that allows guys to heal, bodies to heal, is that rest time. So we definitely need it.
What was Chip's message to the team when he kind of sent you guys off here for the last day of practice to the bye?
You get that message every week during the bye. Just make sure players just take care of themselves. That's one thing. You know, we're all men, treated like men. Just make sure you handle your business.
Will you watch football on Sunday?
Oh, of course. I will watch a little football on Sunday, see what's happening around the league, but maybe not too much. Hopefully I'll be eating a good dinner somewhere.
Does the game get any more intense in December, final month, when playoff bursts are on the line?
Yeah, I feel like the game definitely, it picks up a bit in December when everybody is gunning for those playoff spots. The game picks up. You know, the game is a little faster. Guys are, you know, running the ball a little bit harder. So the game definitely picks up, and that's when you want to be peaking as a team. You want to be peaking going into December. You want to be at your best, and I feel like we're headed into that direction. Our team is continuing to play well, and we're headed on a good roll here into December.
What's the most important message you can give to young guys who haven't been through that before?
Oh, that mean I don't feel like you have to say anything to our guys. They'll, you know, they just continue to do what we've been doing, focusing 1 week at a time and on getting better at those little things. So it's nothing that needs to be said to those guys.
Is it important not to make it bigger than it is?
Right. I mean, I wouldn't make it as big of a deal. I know that, you know, they'll sense the game picks up. You know, we're out there on the field, so they sense that. I know guys can react to whatever it comes our way.
How much are you enjoying Chip Kelly?
Say that again.
How much are you enjoying Chip Kelly?
Oh, it's great. I mean, Chip is like a player. You know, he has that energy, that enthusiasm that you see from players, and to see that from your head coach when he's out there on the sideline, it's fun to have a coach, you know, with that type of attitude, that type of mentality, and it rubs off on our team.
Phil Davis spoke earlier about how far this team has come defensively since week one and said how far they still have to go. Where do you think, like, this defense can still improve defensively?
I feel like we can definitely improve on – we can always improve our run game, you know, improving on that, not giving up – we gave up too many yards rushing the ball last Sunday, and the big passing play. I feel like we've done a good job of minimizing those, but we still, you know, can eliminate big plays in our defense. And when I go back and watch film on our defense, most of the plays that teams have gotten on us is because of, you know, a bonehead mistake here or there that we've done ourselves, not necessarily something that the offensive great player out scheme us or anything of that nature. It's us still, you know, kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. So we can, you know, minimize those to zero in a game. That's when we'll really be where we want to be. All right. Thank you all.